Hello and welcome to the latest global news recorded at 02 hours GMT on Tuesday the 16th of June. This is Max Pearson with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, will people power win the day in Iran? Hundreds of thousands of protesters on the streets of Tehran. Security forces respond with gunfire and intimidation.
They swooped in and took the door, Drew. They just kicked the hell out of everybody. I've sustained some severe injuries, but I don't feel any pain anywhere but my heart.
Also in this podcast, mothers driven by poverty abandon their babies in South Africa. How do you get to be a Somali pirate?
I got an AK-47 rifle and a ladder. But the problem was that we couldn't catch up with the ships.
Find out if he caught the boat or the law caught him. And a provocative exhibition in Paris which tries to unpick the myth about the world's most famous ape man. Post-election Iran is still a turbulent place. The legal appeal by the opposition standard-bearer Mir Hossein Mousavi has yet to run its course, and in the meantime he's drawn hundreds of thousands of people out onto the streets for a massive demonstration. There were some incidents of violence. One person was killed in gunfire coming from a pro-government militia building in Tehran. Our correspondent John Lyne was out on the streets during the protests.
I was down at the rally, and the atmosphere there was just quite unbelievable. People had suddenly thrown off the mantle of fear that's ruled this country for I don't know how long, and were going out in complete defiance of pretty unveiled threats from the authorities, were enjoying themselves, were encouraging us to film them, and were speaking out openly against the system, against the supreme leader, against everything this country stands for, really. So that was a moment of freedom, really. As soon as we got into the traffic jam going into the rally, we kind of felt safe, just safety in numbers. Suddenly all around us were people in cars, waving V signs and green, the colour of the opposition, honking their horns. And you could see that nobody could come and attack you. And once you're into the crowd, you realise you're amongst a million people. And I think the security forces realised that. We saw a small group of riot police sort of a mile or so away from the demonstration. They just stood standing by the side of the road. And even in the demonstration itself, I'm sure there were secret police officers in the crowd, as there always are here, but they didn't dare come up to us and try and stop us filming, as they usually do. Since then, of course, we've had the gunfire on the rally. The circumstances surrounding that are a little bit murky, but somebody has been killed. So I wasn't there when that happened, but I can see obviously the fear will creep back in, and the fear here is always in the background. What is the government going to do? How is it going to respond to these protests?
John Lyne in Tehran. While in the main the authorities appear to have let Monday's mass demonstrations pass off without challenge, there have been incidents in which opposition activists have been confronted by the forces of the state. We've been speaking to a student in Tehran who asked not to be identified. He'd been involved in a sit-in at Tehran University and told us what happened when the police turned up.
They detained at least about 200 students because there were three buses out there and they all were filled after the riot. And they injured many. Some of our friends had witnessed some scenes that was like bloodshed. They had some knives with their like swords. I've sustained some severe injuries, but I don't feel any pain anywhere but my heart.
The experiences of one student at Tehran University. The Obama administration has been watching events in Iran closely. It was only this month that the American president reached out to Iran and the wider Islamic world in a major speech in Cairo. The upheaval surrounding the election has left Washington with a problem. In his first comments on the contested election, President Obama was at pains to stress that it is for Iranians themselves to resolve their differences. But he added that he was deeply troubled by reports of violence. Ambassador William Lewis is with the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington.